Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
With guest selector Ruben Bonner, live from his actual home where he lives.
Hello, do you read me?
Loud and clear, mister. We're live on 95 BFM Radio, and you are representing Save Our Venues NZ.
That's right, that's the hat I've got on at the moment. It's a really important hat, and
what is it?
I've been enjoying.
Is it tinfoil?
Yeah, who knows? So Save Our Venues is, it's a group of like-minded individuals trying to rally the troops around the country to get behind a pretty good cause, and that's to help fundraise for as many as possible of the really important small venues around our country that host original live music. So it's just a bit of a war cry really to get everyone kind of on board and go, help these things stay afloat in amongst the time where everyone's kind of feeling a little bit freaked out. But I think the vibe is to try and keep these places alive as soon as we can get bands in them and make sure that live music on that kind of grassroots level doesn't die.
What's the ideal sort of ratio situation here? Like, people sort of calculate what they might spend at a bar anyway and then sort of go, look, I've got that money kicking around, I should just do that so that the bar is actually there when I want to go and spend money again. Is that sort of a correct way to look at it?
I think so. With these things, I always think from myself on a personal level, like how I would feel about it. And I think the thing is, let's say you spent $100 a month on gig tickets or maybe $30 a week going out to the pub when you're out having a drink and watching a gig. I kind of think if you can kind of throw a portion of that at it or a good portion of that at it, you're really going to help these venues. You know, if you didn't see Beast Wars at Whammy Bar, who was supposed to play last weekend, and that was a $40 ticket, it's nice to think that maybe you could put $40 towards Whammy Bar so you'll get the chance to see Beast Wars when they come back next time.
It makes sense.
You would have bought six beers, to be honest, as well. So you would have spent $60 on booze.
Exactly.
Excuse me, John, that's quite excessive.
Don't tell me what you're doing. How much I drink.
I'll stop you there, mate, actually. Stop at 3 or 4, John. Okay.
Now, Ruben, we've asked you to guest select some songs from local artists that you have enjoyed seeing at some of these venues.
God damn it.
Oh, I haven't gone all local artists, actually, John. I hope this is okay.
That's embarrassing. Start again.
What I have done is I've selected local venues, like venues in Auckland, small venues, which I've seen great artists, whether they be international or local. It's a pretty fresh mix.
Nice save,
it's
guys.
It's going to pop off.
Yeah, good save across the board.
It's only uphill from here. We should probably actually just get the first track underway and then we can sort of revel in how rad all these venues are, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Are we going in the order that I sent them to you or am I introducing them?
I can pretty much freestyle at this point, mate. I've kind of got them in a couple of different places because if we play them from the system here, the people get nice and paid proper, the local artists.
Okay.
Let's start.
Otherwise, I've got the internet and whatnot, you know.
Your favorite of all time.
It's a mixed bag. I know what my favorite is of this group.
Yeah, well, I thought that a few of these would resound with you personally, Hungry. I think I'm going to start with one which is super important to me because I've seen this group in three of my favorite local live venues, and I think that's probably a punchy start. And this band and artist is Arthur R. Bez. He's a local artist. I've seen him play in the Whammy Backroom, I've seen him play in the Whammy Bar, and I've seen him play in Wine Cellar, which are three of my favorite venues.
Trifecta of sorts.
It's a trifecta, yep. So this is a song called Free as the Wind, a great act and a real regular at three really important venues in Auckland.
You can also see him or hear him play on Ozark Season 3.
Yes, I heard that the other day. I was so blown away that he was on there.
on the soundtrack.
Here we go. Free as the Wind, Arthur Abies. Arthur Abies, Free as the Wind, played at the trifecta of the venues that are the Catacombs of K Road, Whammy Wine Cellar, and Whammy Backroom.
Ah, oh, good voice break, man.
Thanks, bro.
The Catacombs of K Road, that was a stronger little shiver.
I've actually practiced that before, to be honest. I'm still working on one for the Chinny Fork, but.
Can I just drop a little? Go and visit our website about Save Our Venues and a bit of a spiel about it again.
That is 100% what we're doing this for, man. This is for the venues. So you just go nuts and let everyone know where to go and what to do.
Okay, here's my marketing pitch. So Save Our Venues, if you've just joined, is a collective of people trying to raise awareness and some dollars for small crucial live venues across New Zealand.
Hey, I'll just stop you there. Need me to... I'm playing Knights in White Satin right now. Do you need that like loud or quiet or...
Just right in the pocket.
Okay, cool. Carry on. That was fine. I shouldn't have said anything. Sorry.
So if you want to go check out more, go to www.saveourvenues.co.nz. There's about 8 active campaigns there right across New Zealand where you can throw in and support too. There's going to be one announced every day during Music Month. We're aiming to get 30 campaigns going.
I was wondering if more were going to be added because there's a sort of a limited range there at the moment. I was like, well, what about that place?
This is a brand new initiative, John, I think.
Yeah, totally. It's day by day, and it's kind of like a nomination pay it forward system. So, for example, today, Blue Smoke from Christchurch nominated Smash Palace from Gisborne. So it was like, oh, cool. It's bringing everyone in together and going, hey, we want you to be involved and we want you to be involved. And it's a cool way of passing it around and it kind of meandering across the country. But yeah, there's going to be a new one every single day. There's Boosted Live are helping us do this. They're putting $1,000 straight in the pot.
What's the government 5% doing?
Well, the government kind of...
Come on, the man.
I think it all runs in via Arts Foundation, who get government funding. And there's more initiatives that we're hoping are going to be announced to kind of beef this up next week. So watch this space. But there's a lot of support from artists and just the general musical community. Just sharing it around is really important. But heaps of people are talking about it. This is about the closest I've ever gone to going viral. So it's quite exciting.
Okay. Viral, obviously a risky word at the moment, mate, but that's fine.
Yeah, it sure is. But this is good viral, I think. It's kind of combating the bad viral.
Fair.
Have you done any TikTok videos?
Info on I haven't done a TikTok video. I don't know. I think I'd get laughed off the bloody platform.
Mate, well, it's all about going viral, so if you just...
But that's the spiel, really. Just get in there, find a venue you like. Throw some bucks at it, share the link.
Is it public? Like when you put the money down, you can be like, I'm Jared and here's 20 bucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jareds popping up actually, funnily enough. It's mainly just Jareds kind of going, it's just a glut of Jareds donating.
their usual tinny money to the venues, which is great.
You've got two options actually, Hungry. You can go anonymous or you can kind of put your name down and go, here I stand.
Can you say a little comment? Like, cheers.
You can, yeah. I'm on the Cabana page as we speak. They're at 28% of their target, and people are writing comments like, love you guys, and great way to ensure this awesome live music venue stays open.
On me.
Sounds like it could be bots, actually.
Looking forward to our ukulele nights. I mean, it's a great vibe.
The bots are getting
real good. It's really heartening, actually. It's just kind of like, it feels like everyone's jumping on board and just being part of this, knowing how important this thing is.
That's dope. Yeah, it's fucking mint. Yeah. Hey, where to from here, bro? We got a few up our sleeve here. You got some Babe Rainbow, you got some Bailey Wiley, you got some Black Mountain, you got some Hand Habits.
Let's go to a gig that I wish I'd gone to at a small venue. This is one I didn't see, but I have seen this performer before. Bailey Wiley performed at Galatos last year for her EP release, and her song Sugar is maybe one of my favorite songs of all time,
at least
from the last 5 years. It's so amazing.
It's such a jam.
Such a good song, and she's such a great performer and such a lovely person too. So this is important. Galatos is an important venue, so that's where the connection lies.
She was like hella pregnant as well, at Galatos.
I think so. She's had a baby recently, so and rad. Got out and
stop
and
squinting, John. Why are you squinting so much? He's doing that little beady eye thing that he does. You know what he looks like.
Yeah, I know those beady eyes very well.
Here's Sugar from Bailey Wiley. Enjoy.
Dear, I've been thinking I need a break.
And this time last night I tried
to do right by you and focus on my love, my touch. I've been thinking I need some time to get it right in my head. Rewind my shit, start making my own bed.
My friend.
Speak the truth. I'm adamant we will see this through.
Compromise what I like.
But my needs ain't met, sugar. Don't make me choose. Baby, you need some time. I could leave you, babe. If I ain't what you want, please excuse
my insecurity. Overwhelms me.
I'm an ordinary girl. Won't you step into my world? Sugar. Sugar, meet me in the middle, meet me halfway.
interrupt what's going on. I got respect for you. I can put a bit of bling on the neck for you. If you holler in the mirror on the dot like a decimal. Wait, let's keep it professional. Oh, you're in the mood and I wanna grow too. Yeah, we can celebrate every day like it's New Year's. Pour a little red wine, sipping on a few beers. Let's fly to London. I don't even know what to do there. Who cares? You know I'm hood, but I'm fresh like a new pair. Know I got the sugar and the honey like poop, yeah. If you wanna parlay, I can partake, not a heartbreak. Hit me on the celly, meet you halfway.
Step into my room,
baby,
I
need you to come home.
Can't wait.
Bailey Wiley, representing Galatos in this instance. Save Our Venues, Galatos, one of the many brilliant Auckland venues. Actually, this is an inter-country initiative, isn't it, Ruben?
Yeah, well, we
definitely
actually,
the wrong word for that, but whatever.
International.
Inter-country. I don't know what I see about it. I'm trying to move on.
Inter-country. Yeah. So there's a really good initiative going in the UK. We kind of
the UK.
We as a group. It's so Reb Fountain kicked this thing off. She got in touch with Whammy and Wine Cellar and said, "Hey guys, we need you. You need help. Can we all help each other help you?" And from there, Reb roped in Tom and Lucy and Rowan from the Wine Cellar, and then Reb roped in myself and Matthew Crawley, and before we knew it, we were a gang trying to fight this fight. But yeah, so we became Save Our Venues. We're Save Our Venues NZ, but there's another collective in the UK, and I feel like there's a real momentum that this thing could be happening around the world. But we're certainly pushing the New Zealand one pretty hard at the moment.
Okay.
I can't sort of help but think about the musicians. What can we do to help the musicians out at this time as well? I know we're focusing on about the venues, but
just give me some money,
as
John.
As a musician,
just give me some cash.
Yeah, I mean, I guess everyone needs help at the moment, John. It's so hard to figure out who and how and when to help, but I think everyone's interconnected, really. So I know musicians are really hurting, especially the ones who have just had to put off touring plans and might have been counting on a single tour to bankroll them for a quarter of their year's income, you know, and that's happened to a lot of them.
That'd be mental, wouldn't it?
I think the thing with venues is it's bigger picture stuff, kind of going, let's help the venues stay afloat so musicians have somewhere to play when we all come out of this. I think the best way to, if you want to help musicians directly, is go to somewhere like their band camp or their website and buy things like digital music directly or vinyl directly or merch directly, and I think that goes straight in their pocket.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's the Bandcamp's definitely the best for rates. You get a big old chunk.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
it's great.
And they've been kind of throwing around the waiving the commission situation.
Yeah,
recently,
yeah, they do. They've been selecting the days from time to time. Definitely the most righteous of all the platforms. Fair to say.
Yeah, I agree. Especially compared to, I mean, hey, we all love Spotify, but comparatively, there's no question as to what's better for the artist.
That's right. Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Bandcamp's dad could sort of beat up Spotify's dad in this instance. Hey, where should we go now? Which venue are we off to? Which artist?
Okay, let's go to a venue that I've got a feeling that the three of us may have all been at this gig. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my memory's a little shaky, but Did we all see Black Mountain at Tuning Fork?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
We interviewed them up here as well.
What a show.
Wow. Great guys.
The interview was average because it's so chill.
Yeah.
But it was so rad.
Do you know what, funnily enough, about Black Mountain? When playing in an Emerald City in a former life, we played with them in Denmark, in Copenhagen, and the singer, Steven, came up. No one had spoken to him the whole time since we'd met, and he popped up from downstairs, and we were smoking cigarettes in the venue, and he walked past with his backpack on and said, "Oh, you can smoke cigarettes in here? Cool." And then walked off, and I think that's the only part of conversation I had with him the whole night.
it was pretty tough having a chat up here, but we had so much adoration for the band that we were just spouting crap anyway,
you
so
just
it didn't
bashed
matter.
Through it.
They were absolutely amazing at the Tuning Fork, and I think for me it was probably the gig that made me think, the Tuning Fork's the real deal. Like, it sounds fantastic down there. So
yeah. I think that was one of those shows where it was kind of like you felt really honored to have such a band of such gravitas kind of in a small venue like that. So that for me was a really special one. And
they haven't been down here before or since, eh?
I don't think so, They certainly haven't been down since. I don't know if it was their first journey or not. There's a few songs... off this Black Mountain album.
You've
politely gone for a shorter song, but there are some absolutely... This is a modern classic, John.
That was my rationale. This was under 6 minutes, so I thought this would be a nice one to go for.
Right on. This is Angels, Black Mountain, off In the Future. If you haven't heard this record, go and have a... It's one of those sort of sit-down, start-to-finish sort of buzzers.
Angels, lay your arms on.
Black Mountain featuring Ruben just clearing his throat there just at the end.
Yeah, did you get that?
Did, very much so. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You are now, Ruben, Banished Buddy, you are representing Save Our Venues NZ. Obviously, you've got all the websites set up and whatnot people can go to.
Yeah, go to the easiest way for me to pitch this is to go to saveourvenues.co.nz and look at all the active campaigns we have going on. At this point, there's going to be more added every single day throughout Music Month and probably beyond. So go have a look and just familiarize yourself. It's a really, really important cause and it needs everyone's help. Anyone who can help, please
do
help.
The venues set their targets for, you know, sort of a dollar value that would be helpful for them?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's kind of a big gang of venues and this collective all kind of throwing in and throwing ideas around and what's helpful but what's realistic, and we help guide them through the process and Boosted help guide us through the process, so it's just a big group of people helping one another. But yeah, they kind of go, well, how much do we need to tread water and survive, and but what's realistic? Like, no one's putting $250,000 down as a target because it's just, it's too hard basket. But I'm sure that any venue could do with money well beyond the target that they're setting.
Fair. I was just thinking, if anyone needs inspiration to save our venues, go for a drive past where the King's Arms used to be and have a look.
Yes,
exactly. It's not a mint buzz, bro.
Oh man, no, I think there's definitely a you know, there's a collective thought that we all need to make sure that there's a place for us to go and have a boogie or go and have a mosh when this all finishes, because if we don't, she's going to be grim. All right.
Right on. Hey, we just did Tuning Fork. Where to now?
Have we got two left in the canon? Have we got time for that?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Let's go back to, and this is a bit of a repeat as far as the venue, but it's just my fave venue. This is Whammy. We're going back to Whammy Bar now. And this is Babe Rainbow from Australia. And the song is Monkey Disco. They played their...
February last year.
Is this is this that we were supposed to have them in studio, but they went to Princess Street and Naughty Hunger instead of
they were supposed to come up here for Cocktail Corner.
I was really looking forward to that because I love these guys. Crack up.
We had
10
litres of bourbon or which we drank left here.
Yeah,
my god.
There was a lot of booze up here actually.
These guys are just, they're lovely guys. I can just see how they ended up in Naughty Hunger for this. They're floating with the breeze, these fellas, and rightly so.
What, are they from Australia?
Yeah, they're from, I think most of them a portion of them are based up in Byron Bay, federal area in
spot on.
In northern New South Wales.
Mint. All right, this is Monkey Disco, Babe Rainbow. We'll be right back.
Very nice. The Babe Rainbow, I remember that show. Very, very boozy, but a lot of fun.
Were just you? Or you were hammered?
I was hammered.
Sounds like your life, John. Boozy, but a lot of fun.
He's got short shorts on right now, and I'm kind of like, John, you've got to go out into the wilderness on your bike after this. You better ride briskly.
Yeah, I have to ride quickly home. Hopefully the wind has dropped off. Had a wonderful tailwind riding in here, but hopefully not a massive headwind getting home. Apart from that, though, hey, back to this venue jazz, Ruben.
This venue jazz. Yeah, so just to recap, I'm representing Save Our Venues NZ, a collective trying to raise awareness for all those really, 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 really important places where we see live music and see all those bands before they become massive and then go on to play the power station or the town hall.
Mm.
It's places where Nadia Reid and Marlon Williams and
Aldous.
She Had and Aldous all started the
I've got a photo of Beast Wars playing at the Wine Cellar from about 10 years ago, which popped up in my Facebook memories the other day. And I was like,
what a memory.
Should everyone just start out at, you know, these smaller venues?
Yeah, because if they don't, they never get to the bigger venues. That's the thing that we all need to realise is...
Unless you're Lord. Apart from that.
Oh, yeah. Where did Lord's... Hey, where was Lord's first gig?
I think she was too young to play a bar.
Right. Right.
Here's a fun fact for you. 660, first Auckland show. Sold out town hall.
Finally, a fun fact.
No way. Man, really?
I was like, where are all the fun facts? Man, this is
damn these bastards for going against the grain of what I'm trying to push. But for the most part, if we don't have these small venues, we don't have the bands playing in the big venues. But... Mm. It's important that if you can throw a few buckos their way, or if you can't because everyone's going through a hard time because of this dreaded virus, try and share the hashtags and the website, and that is saveourvenues.co.nz or hashtag saveourvenues.
Mm. Would you accept someone else making...
How's my marketing pitch, guys?
That's fantastic. Would you accept someone else making a TikTok on Save Our Venues' behalf, perhaps?
Oh, please, okay. please. That would be our dream come true.
Okay.
I think we're all kind of like in that Midland 30 to 50 realm of people trying to make this work. And we're probably a little bit out of touch with TikTok, but we need it. We need TikTok
we
help.
We need it. Yes.
We need it.
Hook it to my veins.
I've just had a text in. Apparently, Lord's first show was at Mighty Mighty to 150 people.
You just had a text into your personal phone, though.
Yes.
Who texted you
Thank you.
Sold out in 67 seconds.
Who texted you that?
Gwillem.
Oh, what up, Gwillem?
All these facts. Good on you, Gwillem.
Finally, fun facts are coming thick and fast right at the end of this feature.
Hey, want a fun fact, John?
Yes. Go.
What colour is hippopotamus sweat?
Pink.
Grey.
Yes, damn it. Oh.
Do you want a fun fact?
Pink. Okay.
Flies take off backwards.
Yes.
And a polar bear is as fast as a reindeer. That's a good one as well.
Holy
it's really
shit.
Scary to think about that one, eh? Like, damn.
That's so also, scary.
But also, why doesn't Santa have heaps of polar bears pulling the sleigh? Like, that'd be fucking mad.
Exactly. And also, flies taking off backwards. Oh, that's opened a real can of...
If you ever want to swat a fly, you can go for the butt. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good
now,
news.
Now, what's the last artist you'd like to play, and what is the venue you'd like to shout out?
Okay, well, this is an artist that my dear friend Matthew Crawley turned me on to this year, and that's Hand Habits. The song's called Placeholder. And I saw them at Wine Cellar this year. It was a really special show. It was a solo show. And I have focused on Whammy and Wine Cellar a lot because their campaign is got 8 days to go. They smashed their initial target of 50 grand.
Oh, so everyone
and they
has
extended
like a,
that target to 100.
Everyone has like a time period that they get a little swing at the stand at the mound, so to speak. Okay, I dig it. Okay.
Totally.
Yeah.
And just so you know, like, the key thing with this whole venues thing is that I don't think, for the most part, and I certainly didn't know what venues have to pay. For example, any given week, Whammy Bar, their bills are $11,000. And that's like...
20 beers.
If they have a good week, they'll make that $11,000. But if they have a bad week and they don't make it, they've got to go back each week and make $11,000. It's a tough gig.
I think they send Mason down to the waterfront and he pickpockets.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what they do whenever they don't make things, because he gets real angsty at the end of the PAYE month thing. I'm like, oh, you've got to go pickpocketing, mate. He's like, perhaps, maybe, come to the gig.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's hard out. But he's good at it.
Thank God they've got a pickpocket kind of on that Oliver Twist Artful Dodger buzz.
Is somebody pickpocketing right now? Like, is that a full-on, someone's full-time job?
Yeah, someone's pickpocketing. There's got to be.
That is real old school, eh? Barely gutted that nobody's wearing watches anymore.
Time pieces.
John's starting to squint, but he's also rubbing his face a bit.
I was going to chip in. It's kind of off topic, but when I was in Mexico a couple of years ago, people were walking around with like a mobile FPOS and just swiping people's pockets. And, you know, you sort of get all their card details. You just put in whatever you want to get out of their bank account and walk past, boom.
Okay, so look,
if
this doesn't work out, we can always, you know.
That's nice.
Teach up.
I think we'd make a great trio doing that. Me and you two. I mean, if there's no venues, there's no music and there's no nothing, we could go out and be pickpockets.
Gotta
together.
Find something to do. That's fair. All right, should we do this Hand Habits placeholder? We should also probably say...
Hand Habits placeholder.
We should say a big toodle pip to you, Ruben, and just remind everybody to go ahead and check out the Save Our Venues NZ situation and just sort of give what you can. I mean, even if it's just like a beer or under a beer, you know, it all totally adds up, man, like many hands, so they say.
Hey, someone donated $1 yesterday. I saw a total go up and someone had donated $1. But hey, $1's better than no dollars. So give what you can. Support these venues. They're where you're going to see live music, and they're going to keep our culture alive. So if you can help and enjoy the song. And fellas, thank you so much for having me.
Kia ora, bro. Anytime. See you around.
See you, fellas.
Cheers, mate.
Good night, and toodle pip yourselves. Yeah.
For a photograph.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.